Ich verkünde die Spiele von Berlin.
For broadcast historians, the 1936 Olympic Games are remembered as the first live television broadcast of anything. Adolf Hitler's opening speech and more than 70 hours of competition were beamed to special viewing rooms in and around Berlin. For sports historians, those games are remembered for the accomplishments of Jesse Owens, the African-American track star who succeeded under enormous pressure. But for one Boston-area playwright, the Berlin Games were memorable for the snub of two Jewish-American sprinters. Only a Games' Karen Given has our story.
I want to lead Germany.
Olympics Uber Alles tests the audience early. In the opening minutes of a production staged at MIT's Kresge Little Theater, the role of Hitler is played by a black woman.
I will then realize my destiny. Be like a god.
Nothing about this play has come easy for Northeastern professor Samuel J. Bernstein and his co-writer Marguerite Krupp. The pair wrestled with the research and script, working twice a week for 2 hours at a time for 2 years.
We read letters of people. We read about Hitler and his reaction. We read about the treatment of Jewish people who were athletes, both inside and outside of Germany.
Bernstein's goal was to explore the account of Marty Glickman and Sam Stoller, two Jewish-American sprinters who had been slated to run in the 4x100-meter relay at the 1936 Berlin Olympics. They were replaced at the last minute by Jesse Owens and fellow African-American Ralph Metcalf. Glickman, just 19 years old in 1936, came to believe the snub was a clear case of anti-Semitism. Playwright Sam Bernstein felt the incident said more than that.
We tried to use the story of the boys as a way of keeping an interesting account before the people, because this is historical, but at the same time that we're doing that, to explore more serious issues that inform what happened to the boy, lie behind what happened to the boys, and extend quite meaningfully into the very heart of the horrors of the Holocaust.
Look, here they come down the stretch.
They're very close.
2 yards.
One.
Neck and neck.
Neck and neck.
Using just 8 actors to represent about 150 characters, Olympics Uber Alles begins at the U.S. Olympic Trials on Randall's Island, New York. The play explores efforts to boycott the Games, the passage of the Nuremberg Laws in Germany, and discrimination against the Jews dating back to before the birth of Christ. Eventually, the presentation finds itself at a meeting of athletes and coaches on the morning of the 4x100 Olympic relay. Jesse Owens and Ralph Metcalf, played by female members of the ensemble cast, object to being substituted for Marty Glickman and Sam Stoller.
Coach, let Sam and Marty run. They deserve it. I've already won 3 gold medals. I'm tired.
Yeah, coach, let Sam and Marty run.
You'll do as you're told.
The belief that Glickman and Stoller were excluded on the basis of their religion is the crux of Olympics Uber Alles, but even the playwright cannot say with certainty that it's valid. Susan Bachrach, curator of special exhibitions at the United States Holocaust Memorial Museum in Washington, D.C., suggests that there are as many explanations for what happened that day as there are pages in Bernstein's script.
Some people even said after the fact that Owens had been lobbying to be put on the relay team and wanted to go for a 4th medal.
Bachrach curated a special exhibit on the 1936 Olympics for the Holocaust Museum with help from the late Marty Glickman, who's best known for being the voice of the New York Knicks and the New York Giants from the late 40s to the early 70s. Bachrach remembers Glickman as a very sweet man, but says his claims were not convincing.
I think Glickman sincerely believed it. I'm not trying to say he didn't, but of course so much of it has to do with memory and what people remembered many years later.
The injustice was done. There's no doubt about that.
Professor Alan Gutman teaches at Amherst College and has written 11 books on sports history.
It wasn't racism because, let's face it, they were replaced by 2 black runners. If racism had been the basic motive, Nobody would have replaced two Jews with two African Americans.
Most sports historians believe that Dean Cromwell, who was also the coach at USC, passed over Glickman and Staller so that two USC runners would win medals. It's a theory that playwright Sam Bernstein considers, but does not embrace in his play. Regardless of the cause of the snub, most remember the 1936 games as the Nazi Olympics, a time when politics intruded on sport as it hadn't since Baron Pierre de Coubertin brought the modern games to life in 1896. Professor Gutman says that's not exactly accurate.
Pierre de Coubertin meant the Olympics to be political. He wanted them to be a statement about international reconciliation, about the way that people could come together and compete peacefully rather than through wars. What happened in 1936 and after is that a different kind of politics intruded on the games. And that's not what Coubertin had in mind.
For Only a Game, I'm Karen Given.